It's one of the pitfalls of an island state, unequal access to medical care depending on where you live. Women who live on Kauai and wish to terminate a pregnancy cannot do so at home, even if they choose to do so with medication their doctor can legally prescribe. The American Civil Liberties Union is embroiled in a legal battle to make that medication available everywhere through a lawsuit filed by Kauai physician Dr. Graham Chilius. Julia Kay, an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union's Reproductive Freedom Project, explained the ACLU's case to us in an interview last week.
Kauai has no abortion providers, but it is not for lack of having qualified clinicians who want to provide this care. The lead plaintiff in a lawsuit that the ACLU filed against the Federal Food and Drug Administration in October is a family medicine doctor on Kauai who wants to provide medication abortion care to his patients who need it. Mm-hmm. But because of medically unjustified, politically motivated restrictions on the abortion pill imposed by the FDA, he cannot.
This is somebody who wants to prescribe the abortion pill as opposed to a procedure.
That's exactly right. So the abortion pill is a safe and effective medication. Over the past 18 years, 3 million women in the United States have used it to end an early pregnancy, up to 10 weeks. And by the FDA's own admission, in their own words, serious complications relating to the abortion pill are, quote, exceedingly rare. But nonetheless, the FDA imposes burdensome restrictions on this medication that dramatically limit its availability.
What is their rationale? What is the FDA's rationale for those restrictions?
Well, it defies common sense. Not only has the FDA acknowledged how safe this medication is, but when you look at the restrictions themselves, and I'm happy to explain what those are, they simply don't make any sense. They defy logic. So the principal restriction is on where a patient can fill a prescription for the abortion pill. Now, it's important to remember that a woman is already allowed to take the medication that's been prescribed to her and swallow it at home. There are no restrictions on where she has to be located when she swallows the pill.
It's about access.
It's about where she has to be standing when she's handed this pill that's been prescribed to her. So these restrictions say that a patient can only receive this medication, just to say that again, these restrictions say that a patient can only receive this medication in a hospital, clinic, or medical office. She cannot fill a prescription for the abortion pill, brand name Mifeprex, in a pharmacy. So what that means in practice is that a clinician who wants to write a prescription for the abortion pill to their patients has to prearrange to order and stock and dispense the medication on site at their healthcare facility. But for a variety of reasons, many clinicians can't get approval to do so. They would have to get sign-off from multiple individuals and committees within their institution because stocking a medication on site is so unusual and requires the involvement of many more people.
I'm still not getting the reason for the FDA having this reg in the first place.
You and me both.
But I mean, they had a reason. There has to be a stated reason, right? It's
they have not given any reason beyond, in the broadest terms, that this is purportedly necessary for patient health and safety. But it simply defies logic. There is exactly zero safety benefit to requiring that a woman be standing in a clinic or a hospital rather than a pharmacy when she's handed a pill that she'll then take and swallow at home.
Somebody thinks otherwise, I would think. I mean, there had to be. I'm just trying to get to a reason why this came about.
I understand, and I am telling you as much as I know. And as this case proceeds, the FDA will do its best to try to articulate some defensible reason for these harmful restrictions, but they have not done so yet.
You haven't heard any counter argument to this, really?
No. And it simply, when you just examine the restrictions themselves and the FDA's own admissions about how safe and effective this medication that 3 million women have used, it doesn't make any sense to single this out. it is clear that this is not about science. This is about politics and ideology. And meanwhile, these restrictions are harming patients in Hawaii and all across the country.
Well, in litigating this, the other side is going to have a counter argument, right?
I presume so.
What's that going to be?
I look forward to seeing what the FDA will come up with to try to justify these restrictions. But on their face, just when you just hear what they are, it is clear that they do not make sense and that this is really just about politics.
So on the island of Kauai, if you want to get an abortion, you have to either have to have a procedure or you have to leave the island to get access to the abortion pill.
There also are no providers of surgical abortions on Kauai. There are no abortion providers, period, on Kauai. So patients who need any kind of abortion care have to fly to Oahu for that care. Now, there is one caveat, which is that right now there is a temporary study underway that the University of Hawaii is participating in which medication abortion is mailed to patients following video conferencing with the healthcare provider who examines their charts and blood work, et cetera, mm-hmm. And then mails the medication to them. So right now, that study is providing some temporary relief to some patients who are eligible to participate. But again, it is not a cure-all for all patients, and it's time-limited. This is a long-term problem that in particular harms low-income patients on the island for whom it can simply be impossible to find the funds and the childcare and the time off work and everything that it takes to fly to another island for this time-sensitive care.
Is this reflected in other parts of the country?
Yes, these restrictions apply nationwide. We know that all across the country there are what's known as abortion deserts, where there are simply no providers of abortion for hundreds of miles. As we speak, there are 8 states that have only one abortion clinic left serving the entire state, and that is because of similarly burdensome and medically unjustified restrictions and regulations that just push these clinics out of business, force them to close their doors. So it is a very troubling state of affairs nationwide. If these FDA restrictions are removed, it will significantly expand access to this safe and effective medication because qualified clinicians will be able to simply write a prescription for a patient who needs this care that the patient can then fill at a pharmacy of her choice, rather than having to take on the burdens of trying to stock and dispense the medication on site, which many simply can't do.
Are there other lawsuits around the country? Similar lawsuits?
Well, we have a lot of litigation right now relating to access to abortion, both at the state and federal level. This is the only lawsuit in the country challenging these FDA restrictions. And if we're successful here in Hawaii, it will be a game changer nationwide.
If as you describe, the counter arguments don't amount to much of anything, that shouldn't be that difficult, right?
I am very hopeful that we will ultimately prevail and be able to expand access and remove these harmful restrictions that right now are delaying or altogether blocking patients' access to this medication.
You have a great many states, certainly on the mainland, where opposition to abortion is pretty strong.
That is correct. In fact, just to share a few examples, Iowa very recently banned all abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy, a point in pregnancy when most women don't even yet know they're pregnant.
How would you even know? Yeah.
Exactly. Kentucky and Arkansas and a number of other states have banned the safest and most common method of second trimester abortion. Mississippi banned abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. And that is just the tip of the iceberg. Not to mention everything that's happening at the federal level. The attacks on abortion rights and access right now at both the state and federal levels are unprecedented.
The Kauai case that you describe the way you describe it seems from your perspective, from the point of view of the argument you're making, to be extremely winnable if there is no really strong counter argument. But the climate of the nation is going pretty wholeheartedly against you, isn't it?
Well, I think that we are seeing politicians imposing greater and greater restrictions on abortion. I think at the legislative level, at the policy level, we are seeing unprecedented attacks. But when you actually poll the public, you're not seeing any sort of equivalent move away from respecting patients' rights to access this medication. So I really think that what we're seeing from politicians is out of touch with where folks across the country are on this issue, which is believing that women should not face unjustified obstacles to obtaining safe and necessary health care.
Julia Kay is an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union's Reproductive Freedom Project. She says the current litigation could take several more years.